We're talking with Matt Siegelman, the CEO of Burning Glass today. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Great. It's great to be with you.
So tell us about your new research. It looked very interesting.
So we've been looking at the tough time that employers are having finding soft skills, the kinds of things that like creativity and writing and research and analysis and critical thinking. And, you know, in the past, a lot of those kinds of skills have been dismissed as being basic employability skills. And what was really interesting about this is we looked at the millions of job postings that we pick up every day and tried to translate them back to specific buckets of skills that employers are asking for. And what we found is that skills are actually quite specific to different occupations, even at the soft skill level. So we're used to realizing that certain kinds of skills require Java versus C++ versus SQL, but actually realizing that different occupational areas are asking for different soft skills was interesting to begin with. And then what we were able to do was to look at where employers are feeling pain points, where employers are overemphasizing certain skills relative to how often they show up. And what we find is that employers are perceiving real gaps around soft skills, and that the world of IT is not immune from that. In fact, quite the contrary. We found that one in every four skills or job requirements that are specified for IT jobs are for these soft skills. And there are specific ones where employers are pounding the table, saying that they really can't find people who have the kinds of skills that they want. Those are things like writing skills, communication skills, but also skills like creativity.
Wow. And so what do you think the problem is? Is the problem that people used to have those skills, but they don't have them now? Or do you think that employers are the ones who are kind of upping their game? I mean, or is it a combination of both?
I think that it really relates to how software, the nature of software jobs is changing over time. It used to be that we thought about software jobs as really being pretty skill denominated. You would go and get a job that involved knowing C++ really well. And so you become very specialized around the kinds of technical skills that you know. And I think to a large extent that continues to be the way that we train for jobs, we train people to get jobs, and even the way that we denominate jobs. We talk about people being Ruby developers versus being SQL folks or whoever it is. But here's the thing when it comes to software, is that software is broadening significantly in terms of the skill set that we're talking about and in terms of what kinds of work people are doing. We're finding that that soft people in software roles are being hired in a much broader base of industries. If you look at, for example, cybersecurity jobs last year, which are growing phenomenally fast in any sector, but the fastest sectors of growth for cybersecurity demand were in retail and healthcare, each at about 120% growth over the last couple of years. And so when you think about what that means, what that says is that, hey, we're not just looking at people to do pure coding and development anymore. We're looking for software to be much more closely integrated into the business environment. It's not just that software jobs are getting hired in the IT sector anymore. They're getting hired within broader company environments. And so we're seeing overall the span of skills that people need to have growing to encompass more domain expertise. You're seeing people, for example, getting hired in the financial services sector who are being asked to understand Sarbanes-Oxley and various kinds of compliance measures, or a whole pot of jobs in financial services in New York around risk management and financial modeling, together with software and development and application engineering. And so that says, hey, look, people really need to be able to understand the business domain that they're operating in. They need to be able to operate as part of broader teams. And so really, software is changing to be a much more much broader kind of role to fit within a broader spectrum of roles, and to need to be part of a more holistic business understanding.
So we've talked about this before, but this obviously is part of the reason there's such a worldwide shortage of software developers, right?
I think that's right. You know, you can train people to acquire Ruby skills or C++ skills, but if you're not developing people with the right package of skills, then it's going to be hard. Overall, so that's part of it. And then to your point, overall, if we're not if software skills are coming to be everywhere in every sector, we're seeing, for example, in the big three auto manufacturers are hiring more software people than they are machinists. There's millions of lines of code in every car. So the nature of the American enterprise is changing to be data-oriented, to be software-driven. And on the one hand, that says, look, there's going to be huge demand for software. But in some ways, it also says that software needs to merge with a lot of other kinds of jobs. One of the phenomena that we're seeing in the market at large is the really rapid growth in what we refer to as hybrid jobs. These are jobs that look a lot like software jobs, usually have significant portions of them involved doing software work, but are also bringing to bear other skill sets that don't usually travel together with software, asking people to wear a bunch of different hats that don't tend to get worn on the same head. So if you think about jobs like a digital marketing job, as one example, where in marketing automation, 145% growth over the last 5 years, and paying really well. And part of the skill set they're looking for people to have is marketing skill, but part of what they're asking for people to do is to be able to build databases and to be able to analyze the data inside those databases. We all know that there's been a huge growth in demand for mobile app developers. And, you know, part of that's a development job, and so it's easy to look at mobile apps as being development. But what when you actually look at what those jobs are asking for people to do, big portions of it are design-oriented, are commerce-oriented, and so we're asking for, depending on how you look at it, either for software developers to broaden their skill set to encompass capabilities that enable them to understand the business context in which they're operating and to perform other functions, or you can think about it perhaps even more radically in the other direction, which is that we're looking for, as software becomes more accessible, as it becomes easier for a broader span of people to acquire software skills, we're looking for people who used to be plain out marketing people to acquire software skills, for people who were design people to have, to acquire software skills, for design people to acquire software skills, and the like. And these hybrid jobs are becoming incredibly important. They are they are some of the hardest ones for employers to fill. We see these are very expensive. They take a long time to fill, and they represent really big opportunities in both directions for software people to be able to up their game, and also for people who in prior generations wouldn't have been doing software work to be actually undertaking software. The report that we've done on baseline skills, on these sort of soft skills, in some ways is a reflection of exactly that. That if you want to be able to get a job in tech, you need to be able to write. In fact, this is kind of amazing. Across software jobs, more jobs ask for people who know how to write than who know how to write any kind of code.
Wow. So they're saying that literally in the job posting.
That's right.
Okay.
And even something like creativity, again, of across these sort of soft skills that we surveyed and how much demand employers have for them. IT jobs placed a higher premium on creativity than any other kind of job except for design jobs and marketing jobs. And in fact, more IT jobs asked for creativity than asked for knowledge of SQL Server or jQuery or C++.
Huh. Well, let me ask you this, just to kind of end on to drill down just a little bit deeper. What about UX jobs, user experience jobs? What, anything interesting there? Because I've been talking to people and we're hearing a lot about UX and IoT and how they don't just want you to be technical and creative, but gee, maybe you should have an industrial design background, or maybe you should be somebody who's good with qualitative research.
Yeah, UX jobs are a perfect example of what we're seeing with regard to these hybrid jobs, because they really bring together a lot of different skill sets, a lot of different frames of analysis. In order to do a UI job, part of what you're doing is analysis and research. Part of it is really product marketing, because you really need to understand those audiences very well and the specific commercial objectives and how they're going to use a product. Part of it is, of course, project management at some level. There's a set of software skills and development skills that are key as well. It's kind of funny. I think at some point we recently got asked the question of what kind of demand there is in the market for humanities PhDs, we had to explain that's a really short story to write. There isn't any outside of academia, but we did see one blip, which was a non-trivial number of UI/UX jobs saying they'd be interested in anthropologists.
Interesting. Okay. Well, Matt, fabulous as always. I'll leave it there with you. But again, we were talking with Matt Siegelman, CEO of Burning Glass. Can't wait to talk to you again. I love all this research.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much, Valerie.